Today's daf is Nedarim daf Chaf Dalid. We are on Chaf Gimel and Beis. Again, today will be the last shiur here for a couple of weeks, and Be'ez Hashem will upload it from the last cycle, and we'll pick up again on Monday. On Monday, Be'ez Hashem from Camp Kaylee. Okay, but right now we are on Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. We are on the second to last line. We just had the Kol Nidre Sugya, Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. What exactly is Kol Nidre about? Is it about the future Nidarim? Is it about the Nidarim that I took already? Right, in the different deos, we spoke about both Lashonos, and there's a lot written about why Kol Nidre is so appropriate before Yom Kippur. We mentioned one idea, just one I saw yesterday from the Baal Teferes Yisrael. Teferes Yisrael, known for his commentary in the Mishnah, as other Sfarim also, but he quotes another idea relating Kol Nidre to Yom Kippur. And that is, the Gemara says later on, actually not here, the Gemara talks about it in Chagiga, on Daf Yud, that Heter Nedarim is not written in Torah Shebichsav too deeply. Heter Nedarim Porchen Ba'avir, the Mishnah says. Heter Nedarim literally is flying in the air. Rashi there says, Hataras Nedarim Sha'amru Chachamim, Sha'achacha Matiras HaNeder, Hataras Chachamim, that the rabbi said, Hataras Nedarim, Ma'at Remez Yesh B'mikra. It's only a little bit alluded to in the Psukim. Ve'ena Malismoch. And there's nothing really to rely on in the Psukim. Right, what's in the Psukim? Husband. Hafaras Nedarim. But Hataras Nedarim is not really in the Psukim. Ve'en le'amal lismoch. Ela shekein masur l'chachamim b'Torah Sheval Peh. But it's given to the Chachamim in Torah Sheval Peh. That's Rashi's Lashon. Ask the Tiferes Yisrael, is it really Durabanan? Right, if it's right, masur l'chachamim b'Torah Sheval Peh. The Mishnah does not say Heter Nedarim mi Durabanan v'kra asmachta ba'alma. It doesn't say that. It says parachim ba'avir. Says Parchim Ba'avir. So what does that mean? So he explained al derech drush. The Gemara of Basra says that on Daf Ayin Dalad, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Shamati Bas Kol Shomeres Oy Li Shenishbati V'Yachshav Shenishbati Mi Meferli. Says the Gemara of Basra, woe is me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I sent these people and I swore that I sent the Jews in Galus, and woe is me, who's going to be Mefer to me? Who's going to be made for my neder, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how the Zohar, he quotes, expands on that Gemara. Sha'omrim lefnol kal nidre, nomar sha'rishrim b'yochai ta'an l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'yater gamkin ishfoso ala galus. The Zohar says that's why Rishrim b'yochai said that we say kal nidre, or doesn't say specifically on Yom Kippur, but we say it because we want to, so to speak, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be matir his neder in his pamlaya shalmala, in his bezdin. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, maybe that's what's going on by Kol Nidre. When we're trying to do tshuva and we're yearning for a better time, or we're trying to have gulas hanefesh, so we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etan adorim parchim ba'avir. It's floating in the air in front of the Kisei HaKavod. It should be in front of the Kisei HaKavod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be matir his nether as well and bring us back from our galus. So relating Kol Nidre on a Drush level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvua, that he should be Mayfair and bring us back from the galus. But again, halachically, as we spoke about yesterday, it either is matir the future Nedarim or the past Nedarim, one of the options that we saw in the Rishonim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Ibai Lahu, second to last line, Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Ibai Lahu, we just had the Shita in the Mishnah of Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. Reb Lazar ben Yaakov said in the Mishnah, no, this is the second Mishnah of the Parak. Let's keep the structure. The first Mishnah in the Parak, on Daf Chav Amid Beis, quoted, Abar Nedarim Yitiru Chachamim. There were four Nedarim that are automatically Mutter. And we're in the context of the first one. The first one is Nidre Ziruzin, the Nedarim of encouragement, the Nedarim of motivation, where we assume the person doesn't really mean it. They're just saying it to encourage themselves. I swear I won't sell it to you for less than four, for more than two. Right? All of those types of Nedarim. And then in the second Mishnah here, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov added on one. He said, even not only in the case of business, but in the case of eating. If I want you to eat over for lunch, and I make a neder, putting myself in a difficult situation so that you will eat over, that also, you don't have to take literally, that's Nidre Ziruzin. That was Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. Af, his lashon was, Af harotze lahadir es chaveiro sheyochal etzlo, even one who wants to be mad to their friend to eat, yomar, he should say, any neder that I'm going to make should be batel, as long as he remembers b'shas haneder. We discussed that lashon on yesterday's daf. But the explanation of his shita was on the top of the amud, right here, chav gimel amabes. Right, if it was, you could be Ma'adir, and it's Nidrei Zirusin, meaning it's not taken literally. Says the Gemara now, Iba Elohu, Pligi Rabbanan Alei Derblazer Ben Yaakov Olo. So the Rabbanan agree with that? The first Mishnah is anonymous, the Chachamim, and then the second Mishnah in our parak that we just are speaking about is Derblazer Ben Yaakov. He extends the idea of Nidrei Zirusin. Is that true? Does he extend it, or is he talking about really the Rabbanan also? Would you limit Nidrei Zirusin to Mekach u'Memkar? That's the language of the Ran here. Maybe you're limited to business deals. By business deals, people aren't always, people speak that way. They exaggerate. We didn't get to exaggeration literally, but they do that. Or do we say no? It's everywhere, and the Rabbanan would agree, everywhere as well. That's the question of Pligi Rabbanan Alei Derblazer Ben Yaakov Olo, V'yimtem Salomar Pligi, and even if they would argue, even if you say the Chachamim do argue, Hilchas HaKavasei Olo, do we paskin like Derblazer Ben Yaakov or not? That's the Shaila. So you might say, what do you mean? How can we paskin like Derblazer Ben Yaakov? Is Yachad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim? So you always go like the Rabim. The answer is you have another principle against that. We have elsewhere where the Gemara says, Derblazer Ben Yaakov is Kav V'Naki. His shita is straight, it's smooth, it's clean. The Rush quotes in one place that there are 103 places where he says his 102 places, it says his shita, kav, kuv beis. So we possibly like him. So that's on the other side. So the Rishonim don't ask the question of, oh, what's the shayla? Of course he possibly like the Rabbim. They ask the other side. They say, how can we possibly against Rabbi Ben Yaakov? Rabbi Ben Yaakov is kav enaki. That's the question that the Rishonim ask. So Tosfos says here on the bottom, Va'af al-gav divishas was ben Yaakov kavinaki, zimnim de paskina de lo kavasei. Okay, you don't say that always, without explaining. Tosfos says, zimnim, sometimes we do paskin against the blessed ben Yaakov. Or the Rush, the last five words of the Rush on the Yomud, dilma hacha mistaver taimayu de Rabbanan. Maybe here the svar of the Rabbanan makes sense. Number two, other suggestions, the Shalmei Nedarim here, mentions that maybe we would only pause like Rabbi Yaakov Kavinaki when he's arguing against one other person. Who says that it overrides the Rabbin? Yachid Rabbin Lachga Rabbin, but we might not say that Yachid, if he's the Yachid, against the Rabbin. Or others say, maybe we only pass on like him when we don't know any reasons, but when we know some reasons, sorry, similar to the Rush's answer, we might go like the other reason. In any case, that's the Gemara's question. So Tashma, let's see. Do the Rabbanan, right? What we're already asking, we're going to try to find another source which has a similar neder to this Nidrei Zirusin neder that the Rabbanan agree is Nidrei Zirusin. That's our Shiloh. Do the Rabbanan agree that this is a Nidrei Zirusin or not? So Tashma, Desan says the Mishnah later on at the end of the 8th Perek, Psalm of Gimel Amebes, Ha'omer Lachaveiro. Somebody says to their friend, Konam She'eni Ne'ne Lecha, it's Asur that I will get benefit from you. Imi ata notel lebincha kur shel chitim shechav yashal yayin. I really want to give your children a present. I want to give your kids a present. So I make a neder so that I am trying to encourage you to take for your son a kur of chitim and two barrels of wine. I'm trying to give that to your son. Hare zeh, and if not, if you don't take it, it's amaser. Right? Kodim she'eni nan elecha. Says the Gemara. Hare Ze yachola hatiras nizro shalom pi chacham. The person can be matiras neder, meaning if the person does not fulfill the words, if he doesn't give it to his son, even without a chacham, he's allowed to. What do you mean without a chacham? Is it nidre zirusin? It doesn't sound that way, right? The fact that you can be matir without a chacham just means your svara works. Like the svara works. The Rush's lashon here again is af al pi shekol pesach v'charat tzarech oker haneder. Meikara, relates to what we said yesterday. If you have a pike in Sorach Sheila Lachacham, Hai Pischa Muchachas Tvei, is the language of the Rush. This Pesach is somewhat obvious. And therefore, you don't even need a real discussion with a Chacham. Yachal Atar is Nidra Shalopi Chacham. Why? She Yachal Omerlo. Because the person said, Kluma Marta Ela Bishvil Kfodi, because the the mudar, in this case, right, the one who's the father of the kids, who was supposed to take the food, could say, what, you're saying this only for my coven, right, because you really want my children to get something. Zeu kvodi, so this is my coven, not to accept it. Right, so that, because he could taina that, so that's what, that's an obvious Pesach, says the Mishnah. So now, we'll get back to that, but we're medayik. Taima d'amar zehu kvodi. So the reason that it is a good neder and requires hataras chacham, and it's an obvious hataras chacham, is because he says, this is my covenant, not accepting. Halav achi nederhu. But without this, it would be a neder. If he wouldn't say this, it would be a neder. You'd have to go through the process of hataras adarim. So Mani, who was the author of that Mishnah? I Reb Elazar ben Yaakov nidri zirusin have. Is there Reb Elazar ben Yaakov? And then that's basically our case. That's our Mishnah. What's the difference between your children getting it and our Mishnah here? We really want some to eat over for lunch. Elish Mami, no, pligi Rabbanan alei. It must be the Rabbanan Shita, and you see the Rabbanan do not hold that this is Nidrei Zeruzin. So you see, it must be that they would also argue on our Mishnah's case. That's the suggestion. Says the Gemara, maybe not. La'ola, Rabbanan ben Yaakov, maybe that Mishnah is Rabbanan ben Yaakov. Aye, so why isn't that Nidrei Zeruzin? Right, why do you need the excuse there specifically? Umoder, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Bahai de Nidra Have. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov would agree that that is a neder. Why? De Amar Lei. Because the one making the neder could say, Lo Kalba Ana, am I a dog? De Mishanina Minach, Velo Mishanis Minai. I just get and I don't give. Right, I get Hana, I'm like a dog. Mishanina Minach, I get Hana from you. Meaning, you always give me stuff. I want your kids to have something. Am I a dog that I always get and I don't give? Well, Mishanis Minai, and you don't get any Hana from me? Because he could claim that, so that's why you could assume that in that case he is serious about his neder. Unless he would say, look, right, is it in my coven? But if he doesn't say that, so that's why, if he doesn't say that phrase that the Mishnah says, so we can assume he has this svara in his head, and that's why he would be serious about his neder. Unlike our case, where you don't have that, he just wants to eat him over for lunch. It's not talking about a case where the guy has done him so many tovas that he feels bad about it. Period. Okay, let's talk about a couple of points. Number one, the Rush says here, what's the zehu kvodi? This is my covet. This is my covet by not accepting. The Rush says, Sone Matanos. What's he referring to? He's referring to a Pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, one of the three works written by Shlomo HaMelech, Shir Shir of Koheles in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, Sone Matanos Yechye. Pasuk says in Perek Tezvav HaMishlei, right, the one who hates Matanos shall live. Right, we say we daven in benching, that we shouldn't be required to get matanos from other people. V'lide manas basar v'dam, v'lide havasam, ki im liyadcha hamalei ha-psucha, ha-kadosh v'archava. We don't want to get matanos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to get matanos from other humans. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Sota. The Mishnah there talks about when certain people died, so certain midos died with those people. All the Tanaim are listed. When Rebbe died, this Mida left the world. When this Tana died, this Mida left. So the Mishnah in that context talks about Misha Rabu Makable Matanos. Not when people die, but in that context. When the Makable Matanos became great, Nisma'atu Hayamim Viniskatsru Hashanim Dichsiv Soni Matanos Yichya. People still live shorter because people who hate Matanos and don't accept Matanos live long. So people were living short because everybody was being Makabel Matanos. And there are various examples in the Gemara about people who didn't want to accept Matanos. What's the reason? Is there a svar for saying Matanos Yechya? Shouldn't accept Matanos. Should always try to, Yigia Kapecha Kisochel. Should always try to earn it. So the Rambam says, the end of Hilchos Chiyum Matana, many times in the Rambam, the end of Halachos, he has some type of a shkafic message. So here, at the end of Hilchos Chiyum Matana, the Rambam says, Hatzadikim Hagemurim, Va'anshe Maisa, Lo Yikablu Matana Me Adam, Ela Botchim Bashem Barachu, Lo Benedivim. Accepting a Matana, in certain contexts, is a reflection of a lack of emunah. I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu can uptake care of me. Right? You might say the other way. Sometimes it's that Hashem sending you this person to give you a matana. But it depends on the context. The Rambam says there that if I'm always accepting gifts from people, so then, you know, I'm not trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not trusting in order the proper bitachon. The Shulchan Aruch writes at the end of Reish Mem Tes in Choshen Mishpat, Midas Chasidus Lo Lakabo Matana El Avtoach Bashem Sheyitin Lo Demachzero. Right, our tafkid is to be mitzape to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand for Lo Litlos Einav Bebasar Vadam. Right, not to focus on a person. Right, it's a balance. Right, Yosef Atzadik was kashur to this balance. Right, at the end of Parshas Vayeshev, when Chazal pick up that Yosef was too much in the Hishtavlus realm, too little in the Bitachon realm. He said the two words, and that's why he had the extra 2 years in the jail, right, for Yosef's level. But this is one message the Rambam talks about in terms of Matanos. Another reason is given by the Sma on that Shulchan Aruch in the end of Siman Reish Mem Tes. The Sma says right here, B'derech b'nei Adam lihios lahut achar mamon b'sovram lachios nafsho v'nevesh b'nei beiso v'kamar adarabah soni Matanos yichya. It's a reflection that we're interested, and again, this is only in an extreme way. We're always getting matanos, always want matanos, that we're interested in gashmius too much. And if that's true, then we might end up violating chanifa to the person who is giving us the matana, inappropriate flattery in halacha, and we won't tell them what, we won't be able to give proper tochacha because we're relying on other people. Another idea. A third idea is mentioned by the Maharal in the Tivot Olam, where he talks about it on a more Kabbalistic level. For who? This is a summary of the Maharal. Ki amusag chayim kishela atzmo mora al etzem bilti talui ba'achirim. Chayim means independent. We translate chayim as alive, but chayim means, on a deeper level, independent. Not talui on others. Kishem shema'ayan. A ma'ayan, a natural spring, is called a Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim El Keli, right, by Paraduma. Mayim Chayim, Mashma Uto, Ma'ayan Hanovea Mimikoro, Benigud, unlike a bore gets water from outside of it. Bor Mayim, Amakabelos Mimam Me'achirim. Even a river is not called Mayim Chayim, right, if it's coming from elsewhere. Mayim Chayim is coming from itself, the kishkis of the earth. That's where it's coming from. Ki Misha Soneas Hamata, and now the Maharal relates it. So if somebody is not tully on somebody else for the gifts, then they're considered chai. They're considered alive. And that's why ani chashav kames. Right? We mentioned earlier, and we're going to have again later. Ani chashav kames called these tully on others in ani. This is another example. Asuma chashav kames, also tully on others. Mitzora, he's outside. Maybe other people have to bring him things. Right, he can't be connected to others. Right, Mishein lo banim, is that tali? That one is a little more difficult to fit into this one, but it could be worked out. Aval mishu soni matanos shehu rotzeh sheyeh omed ba'atzmo mibli sheyikabel me'acher v'davar zehu achayim v'lachein yikrei ha'mayan shehu novea me'atzmo v'lo yikabel ha'mayim b'shem mayan chayim. That's the Maharal. That's the always being independent. Now you have to ask, so why is independent called life? Because, you can think about that one, but that's the Maharal, ideas behind the Pasuk in Mishlei, Soni Matanos Yechya, but that's what's behind this Gemara, according to the Rush. Soni Matanos, and that's why the person says, Zeu Kfodi, that I'm not going to accept my Amatana. Right, sometimes the opposite is also true. Sometimes my accepting a Matana is really, it's Kavod. It's covered for me for you to take my matana. The opposite, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara talks about at the beginning of Kiddushin of Adam Chashuv. If a Kala gives a Chasan something that's very, very significant and special, and the Chasan is a very special person, so maybe he's being Mahane, the Kala, by accepting the present. So once in a while, we have the concept of it's going in the opposite direction. If somebody so chashiv accepts, takes my present, the Gadol, if I give the Gadol Adar something and he accepts it and he likes it, so then I get hana from that. So it's going in the opposite direction. But that is more an exception to the rule. Period. Let's continue. We'll keep note. There's a Karen Ora that we have to do on this line, that we have to first do the next line of the Gemara. Just, the last line I wanted to explain. So the last line was that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree in that case that it is not Neder Zeruzim, because the person could say, you know, I'm not a dog. I don't want just to take and take and take and not to give, and therefore I want you to be able to take from I want you to be able to take from me also. Just today's Chashuk Echemed to give now, and then we'll continue with the next line. The following case, in terms of, I don't want to take, I do want to take, I think we discussed this in a Harevna a couple of years ago as well. There was a family in the south that, there was a time when there were rockets coming from the south, and they went, they were there for a couple of months, and they said they've had enough, they have to go, they have to leave the area. So they put out on one of the lists, you know, does anybody have a place for us to live? And they got back. Mishpatenu ba'atatzar nefashot v'anu kfar chanukim machmas hashos ha'mumushaches b'tzachanat ha'miklad. We're 10 people, right? 2 parents and 8 kids. Does anybody have place for us? So one wonderful chesed family says, yes, come live with us. And they welcome them in and say repanim yafos. And he says, please make yourself at home. They're like, well, we're not going to be here for free. We want to pay you. They're like, you're not paying us. We're not interested. We're doing this as a mitzvah. They're like, no, we're not living here unless you pay. No. And Reuven hit takesh lo shalem. He wants to pay. Shimon doesn't want to. Finally, Shimon says, okay, 600 shekel. Give me 600 shekel and that's fine. And he stays there for a while and he lives there. And the case is that there was a room that need this. Comes into play in the Shiloh. It's an unusual Shiloh. Why this is a there was a room that didn't have a mezuzah yet, because one of the rooms that they were going to stay in. So the renter, in quotes, you know, had brought one of his mezuzahs because he didn't know like where he was going to end up staying, and he was koveh the mezuzah, and it was koveh ipit bracha because ala socher is the chi of the mezuzah, and the balabayas happened to be there and answered amen. Let's just keep that in mind. Okay, the Shiloh continues. A couple, like a week after that, they were staying in the house, they noticed, they didn't know like all the different parts of the house, and they didn't know where like this family was sleeping. So one time some of the kids go down to the basement to play with some of the other kids, and they realize that the whole host family is on the floor on mattresses in the basement. And they had given the guest family the whole house. So he comes to the Baal Bais, he says, this is crazy, we're not taking your house, we'll sleep in the basement. That's also better. He's like, no, this is our mitzvah. You did this for 6 months already, you slept in one room, so now it's your turn. So he says, no. And they start arguing with each other. He says, what do you mean? I'm the socher, shilamti lecha dmei schirus, and therefore schirus is mechira leyome, the Gemara says. So I'm the Baal Bais, so I say, you have to sleep in the rooms, and I'm sleeping on the floor. And he says, do you think I accepted this money for schirus? This is a present you gave me. Right, I wasn't interested in any money. I didn't rent you this room. I took him because to give you a good feeling, hargasha tova. But I don't think that. So these two tzaddikim are arguing that who should sleep in the basis. They go to Rav Silverstein and they ask him, right? Where do they sleep? B'mikre ragil l'chora pashut. He says l'chora the Baal Bais is right. He didn't accept the money for schiras. Right, he took it because he wanted the guy to feel good. He didn't want to accept it at all. So pashtus is. Right, Sony Matonos yeah, he took it because he was forced to, but you know it's not schiris. But then he says, but on the other hand, he allowed the other guy to put up a mezuzah. Al hasocher is the chi of a mezuzah, and he even said amen to that. So does that reflect that it really was schiris? Like the Mishnah at the beginning of Psachim, al hasocher lived up because achobas hador. So then he's not sure at the end. He says, maybe he is there to socher and he should sleep on the floor. I don't know exactly what happened at the end, but that is the Shaila relating to Soni Matanos Yechya. Okay, let's continue. Tashma, second try. Whether Rabbeinu ben Yaakov is a Das Yachid or the Rabbanan agree. Remember, that's the Shaila we're trying to figure out. Do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbeinu ben Yaakov? So we have the next part of that Mishnah that we just quoted. The opposite case. Omer Chaveiro, Konim Sha'aton Enesli. You're usher to me. Not I'm usher to you. You're usher to me. If you don't give to my son, right, you owe my son, or whatever it is, I want you to give my son. If you don't give my son this food, so then you're usher to me. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, okay, until he gives, it's usher. Rabbi Chachamim Omerim, Avze, Yochol Latir is Nidro. No, also here, he can be Matir Nether Shalal Pichachim, it's an obvious one. Sheyachol Omar, Hareini, Ki'ilu his kabalti. It's as if I got it. He could say, right, in the other case, it was, you have to accept it. So you can't say, ki'ilu his kabalti. That's the Karen Ora's line on the previous Gemara. You can't say, ki'ilu natati. That doesn't work. You could say, ki'ilu his kabalti. It's as if I got it. So here, he could say that. it's as if he got it, and therefore, it's as if the nether was fulfilled. So you don't really need a chacham to delve into this in this case. Let's continue, and then we'll comment. So again, same deal. Time to amar harini kilos kabalti. The only reason that's a nether that's easily forgiven is because you have that taina. Halav hachi netherhu. But if without this claim, it would be a real nether. Sounds like Zeruzin. Mani, ir, lazim ben Yaakov, nidri Zeruzin ave. So elo la rabbanan, upligi. Isn't this the rabbanan's case? Upligi, and you see they argue. So you see the rabbanan arguing with Lazar ben Yaakov. Answer, lo. Similar, la olam, or Lazar ben Yaakov. Really, it is Lazar ben Yaakov. And again, that case is different. Umoda Rebbe Eliezer b'hai de nidra havi. The Rabbanan, the Rebbe Eliezer agrees that that is a neder. Mishum to om alay, because he can say the opposite. Lav malka ana, am I a king? To mahanina lacha v'at lo mahanis li? I give you everything, you don't give me anything? Right, so the opposite. Meaning a person doesn't also, right, doesn't like to give all the time. He likes to get something also in return. So therefore, because of these claims, that's why those are different, and that's why he is serious, and those wouldn't be Nidrei Zeruzin. There are two Dei Machlokas here between the Rashba and the Ran, and this might relate even outside of this Gemara. The Rashba quotes two limitations on this line of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. Right? What did the Gemara say? He could say, it's as if I got it. So therefore, that's why it's an obvious Pesach. Number one, says the Rashba, it's only if his children are smuchim al shulchano. Right, he said, unless you give to my sons. And then he says, kilos kabalti, but if his sons don't have his pocketbook, aren't samach al shulchano, so then he can't be miskabel for his children. So the Rashba says, the case here is Vidafka. The Ran also talks about this, but I'll read it from the Rashba. Vidafka, Mistavra, Vidafka, Cheyo Abanim, Smucham al Shulchana. Because that's why his whole kavana in getting his kids proper possessions and gifts is because Laharvacha Ichavein, to help them out. So therefore here too, Hilkak Shabanim, Smucham al Shulchana, Umitchila, Hayehut Sarach Laharvacha, Viachshav Yodea Basmoshin Sarachla, and now let's say, right, let's say he's mochel because, you know, I don't know, he had a good day of business. So he's saying kilos kabalti. So his whole kavanah has been fulfilled. He has enough. Aval, but if they're not samach al shulchano, so how could he say kilos kabalti for on behalf of his kids? He's doing it for their good. So they have to be mochel. Eif yomarhu, harini kilu kiblu haim. Ze'eno toli bo ela babanim. So they could say kilos kabalnu. But he can't say kilos kabalti. Number one limitation. I see you smiling, right? You're saying, oh, he's going to quote the Grah. So I'll quote the Grah. Right? The Grah's great story. Whenever this comes up, it's always worthwhile to quote it again. From Parshas Bereishis, the Grah was traveling once through us in his times of Galus, when he put himself into self-imposed exile, and he goes to a certain Balabayas, Muflag Batorah, and they realize, they don't have pictures in those days, they didn't realize who he was, but they realize he's somebody who knew, and he says, look, I have a Chumash here that I've showed this to everybody for the past 30 years who's passed by. Nobody has any idea what this means. On the Pasuk of the Ma'oros HaGadolim, right, by the Maros HaGadol, the sun and the moon, on the side of the Chumash, my father, right, who should rest in peace, says this man, it says, Gushanak, Gimel Vav, Ayin Shin, Aleph Nun Kuf. And nobody has ever had told me, been able to decipher what this is, Gushanak. What does this mean? The Grah without batting an eyelash, says, simple. Right, it's Rashi Tevis. Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. Meaning, like our Gemara. Who's a gadol, who's a katan in halacha? A gadol is somebody who's independent, and a katan is somebody who's samuch al shulchan aviv. But if somebody is already mature, he's already a gadol, but he's samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan, because he's not independent. That's when the sun and the moon, hamar ha-gadol and hamar ha-katan, the moon is dependent on the sun. And that's why it's called katan, because it's not doesn't have its own light. Just reflects the light of the sun. So Gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv, nikra katan. Gushanak. That's the Gra. He figured out the mystery. But that is limitation number one that the Rashba says. On our Gemara, the father can only say kilu is kabalti if his children come from the same pocketbook. Number two, the od nira, and this one the Ran argues on. The Ran's not so sure about. He has a second daya. V'od nira, didafka b'kiyum maisa, hu shi'cholim la'atir shlo pichacham. You know when you could be matir shlo pichacham? If you say, oh, it's as if I got it. It's as if I got it. But, says the Rashba, you can't say this about actions. You can't say this. Varikilu, you can't say, V'yom harinu kilis kabati, avol bebitul maisa lo. Tibi mevatel maisa. Let's say, ki'ilu lo asita. If somebody goes somewhere, you're not allowed to go there. And then you went there. Oh, it's ki'ilu, you didn't go there. Ki'ilu isn't just a magical thing that could take away the reality that occurred. You can't say it about a bit of a maisa. Something happened. It's ki'ilu, it didn't happen. That doesn't work, says the Ran. Only a ki'um ha-maisa can you say ki'ilu. You can't say it by a bit of a maisa. Meaning, I didn't get money. It's as if I got it. I'll accept it as if it happened. But if something happened, you can't say, I'll accept it as if it didn't happen. That's the Rashba. And if you look on the Ran here, the Ran on the fifth white line says, Ika man de palig, shafilu be'inyin ze yachalo markein. That's a fascinating machlokas. Right? Is ki'ilu is kabalti just like, oh, ki'ilu, I'll accept a lie. I'll accept, and you could go in either direction. I'll accept as if it happened, as if it didn't happen. Very flexible. Or is ki'ilu is kabalti something more specific? It's about, specifically also about monetary. As if I got something, it's as if I got it. I have as much hanah right now as if I got it. Right? This is related to the sugya mechila. Right, the mechila, when I'm mochel, you owe me $100, and I say I'm mochel it. So the achronim discuss, how does that work? Is that as if I got it? It's as if I got it, and therefore, or it's as if I never got it, but it's some other type of halachic mechanism, you don't have to give it to me. Right, what we might call a siluk instead of a hakna'a. So that might relate to this machlokas, Rash Baran. Does kilu is kabalti only work for kiyama tanai or even bitala tanai? That's an important machlokas, and it relates. I'll show you another nafkamina where it might relate to. Shalach Manos. What if I go to somebody, and I go to their door, and I give them, and they say, you know what? We have so much. We have so much, just to give it to somebody else. We have too much candy. My kids were all at the dentist last week. Whatever the reason is, right? We have too much, and they don't accept my shalach manos. Was I yotzi the mitzvah? Was I yotzi the mitzvah of shalach manos, but they don't accept it? That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. It's in Taf Reish Sadi Vav. Vim shalach manos l're'eyu, v'hu eino rotzeh l'kablam. O mochelo. That's the language of the Ramah. He doesn't want to accept it, or he's mochel. Sounds like mochila is something different than eino rotzeh l'kablo. Yotza, he's yotzi the mitzvah. Yosef the Mitzvah, the Ramah, who argues, the Prichadash argues. Prichadash argues. What's the Machlokas about? Says the Chassam Sofer. It's based on the famous Hakira of Mishloach Manos. In terms of, is Mishloach Manos to be Ma'afsher, to give something to the receiver to use for the Suda? Or is it just based on what the Manos Halevi says, Rav Shlomo Akabitz in his commentary on Megillah? Right, Rav Shlomo Akabitz is known for Lachadodi and this Hakira. Those are the two, a few other things, but this Hakira in his commentary on Megillah Esther, where he says Mishloach Manos is about Ava V'Yachva creating unity amongst Am Yisrael. So Chassam Sofer says maybe this is totally on the Hakira. If he accepts it, if he doesn't accept it, said he can't use it for the Suda, but he still knows that I love him. And I gave him, I want to give him a matan, I want to give him Shalach Manos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Viter. Number 3. Omer le Mar Keshisha, Breder of Chizda or Rav Ashi. Mar Keshisha, the son of Rav Chizda, said to Rav Ashi. You see on the side, the Gemara says, Ayin Rashi and Ksubis and Tosba Abasra. Rashi there says that Rav Chizda had two sons with the same name. Two sons with the same name. So he called one of them, the older one, Keshisha, and the other one, Yanuka. He called them both, right, the same, unusual. They have the same, two kids named with the same name. We don't do that anymore. We didn't even do a father and a son in Ashkenazic circles. But that's what happened. So right, Keshisha says to Rav Ashi Toshma, another try. Nidre, right, this is the next Mishnah. Nidre Onsin, what's a neder ones? Onsen. Hidiru Chaveru, this was number 4, right? Nidre Ziruzin, Havai, Shkagos, and Onsen. So what is Onsen? Hidiru Chaveru, Shiochal, Etzlo. I may amadu you, that you have to eat by me. I really want you to eat by me. V'chala hu. And then you get sick. Let's say the passage is the Mudar. Reuben invites Shimon, and then Shimon gets sick. So he can't come. O Chala Beno, or Shimon's son gets sick. O She'ikvo Nahar, or the river, right, the overflowed. Halav, right, so that's a case of Nidre Onsin, and therefore it doesn't violate because it's an Ones. Halav hachi, but were it not for the Ones, we would not call this Zeruzin. Were it not for the Ones. So alav hachi nederhu. Were it not for the onis, it would be a good neder. So mani, why would that be a good neder? Even if you want to say it's not a neder onsin, it's a neder ziruzin. Again, he is encouraging him to come. And alav rabbanan upligi. So again, it must be the rabbanan shita, and they do argue, and they don't accept the nidre ziruzin concept. Says the Gemara, maybe not. It would be very hard to say it's a different shita within this parak. You know, that would be very dachuk. We'd rather not say that. So the olam really is Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion. Umi savris. And what's the difference between that? Why isn't that case called Nidre Ziruzin? Umi savris da adre mazmina lizamina. Do you think that the case is where the inviter started this whole discussion with the invitee, the invited one? No. No, this is the case over there. And this is why we don't say it's Ziruzin. Dizamina adre lemazamna. Right, the invitee really wanted to come over to the inviter's house. So he was to basically try to invite himself. Invite me to your meal? Yeah, sure you can come. You make a neder about this? I really want to come. So who's the instigator of this whole conversation? It's the one who's getting invited. That's why it's not Zeruzin. Because it's the invited one that says this. So neder zalecha b'nader, and he makes a neder. V'chalehu ha-shachal b'no ha-sha'ikvo nar hare'elu nidrei onsin. Because that is the start of it, was the invited, not the inviter. That's why we don't call that Zeruzin. He's just being Mazaris himself. And that is why it would work as a neder there. It would not be nidrei Zeruzin. Good. Next try. Tashma. Yeser al kain. Right now, this is the Tosefta. We tried to quote three Mishnayos, didn't work. So now we're finally going to quote a Tosefta, and that's going to be the one that works. We'd rather quote a Mishnah, because that's more authoritative. So Yeser al kain, more than this. What's more than this? Why is this case different? Yeser al kain, the round is 2 days. Let's just first see the case. Yeser al kain, Amr Blazer ben Yaakov, Ha'ober l'chaveiro, Konem sha'ani nehen elecha. Konim is usher, what I get benefit to you. Im I ata misareach etzli, v'tochal imi paschama, v'tishte imi kos chamin. Right, he really wants him to eat even a little bit. A hot bread, right, a hot water. V'ala hikbid kinegdo, and he was makbid, and he didn't want to come. Af elu nidre ziruzin. These are also Nidrei Ziruzin. Right, this is a case where he makes it, he wants them to eat, so he makes a net there. Avelu, v'lohodu lo chachamim, and the Tosefta ends off, and the chachamim did not agree. So, my v'lohodu lo chachamim, what does that mean, v'lohodu lo? Lav, doesn't it mean, diafila b'kamaisa? Doesn't it mean that not only are they rejecting this extension case, but the whole yesod of Nidrei Ziruzin, v'shvaminah, b'li yirabana alei, shvaminah. So we accept it. We accept l'hodu lo chachamim is going on that extra case of the paschama and koschamin and the original cases also. The Ran on the bottom, Vaman Aleph, goes through why this case is additional. So the Ran says maybe this is a case where it's not a case where he got tremendous hanah from him. Meaning, it's not a case where he could claim, oh, lav kalbana. Am I a dog? I just get, I don't give. So, it's not one of those extreme cases, and even so, that's the afal pikein, but we assume that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov argues on the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan argue on him on the Iker Din of Nidrei Ziruzin as well. Why Dafka did it say Kos Chamin? Wants to give him a hot cup? Because he wants, that's what people enjoy. There's an interesting discussion in Halacha. Just heating something up, does that change the status in Halacha? There's a Gemara in Chulin that talks about using boiling hot water for Mayim Achronim. It says you shouldn't use boiling hot water, not only because you're going to burn yourself, because maybe it's not cold water. Not cold water, it's called Chamin. It's not cold water, it shouldn't be used. With the Drashas Haran, on a Hashtafik level, the Ran writes, the Avnei Nezer discusses this Ran. Right, what happens, well, we know by Hilchos Shabbos, is Ein Bishul Achar Bishul Me'ikar Adin. Ein bishul achar bishul. Usually we say that's by Yavish. What about by Lach? That's a machlokas we've shown in the Rambam is Makel. Right, by the Ein bishul achar bishul. Meaning if I cook something up and then it cools down. And then I cook it up again. Is there bishul daraisa? So, machlokas we've shown him. What about water? What about hot water? I have boiling hot water and then it cools down. And then I boil it up again on Shabbos. Is that an issa daraisa? Do we say bishlach habishol by ein bishlach habishol balach by hot water? So pashas, you would say, of course you're chayev. Yesh bishlach habishol. It's hot water. It's back to what it was. So there is a Ran, there's Abdinazer also, that says, no. There's something, they got to ask physicists about this, or chemists. Says the Ran is on page Kufchavtes in the regular Drushas Haran. He says, Ki amayim, kishehochmu v'kiblu tzuras achom, once water gets boiled hot, gam ki niskararu, yekablu achom shenis yoser bakalus. It'll be easier to boil it up the second time. Got to do a test. Mipnei shehachom arishon chilchelu v'diktiku chilkehem. Something with the atoms and the molecules were affected the first time. V'lachen yekablu shenis bekalus yoser. U'beyichud kasha lo andu bekiru sam zman rav. Especially if you do it soon afterwards. Gamo eitz v'apsila. This was in the days of old. K'shealiku ha'esh on air. Right, a wick can light better the second time if you had already been lit. That's why a lot of our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, used to light the wife's candles and then blow them out before our Shabbos, because it lights better. B'zmanah say you don't need to do that, because it is, somebody has that minhag, okay. But otherwise, our candles light fine. If they were never lit, then most of the time the women would not want us to light it beforehand. Right? That would be lower than mitzvahs. That's what shouldn't be done. It's whatever the wife wants. So says the Ran, umizos ha'dama, and that's how you also help us explain Benisa Nigal, Benisa Nasidin Ligal. It's already been used for Geula. So it's easier the second time. Just like the water, he says. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So once something becomes hot, it is changed. Just to keep, not exactly the same, but it's an interesting tshuva to quote in this context. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, a big chiddush, where he talks about toveling toasters. He's talking about from 1976, more of the old-fashioned toasters. You just put the bread in on top and you push it down. There's a big shaila in the poskim, how to tovel and what to do for electronic items, plug-in items, by George Foreman grills and by toasters and by everything, hot water urns, poskim me, right? So some say, just put the whole thing in and hope for the best. Wait 3 weeks. Others say, that's going to break it. If it's going to break it, so then there's a limit to how much you have to spend on a mitzvah saseh, so you don't have to spend the worth of the whole item. So maybe there is no chiyuv if it's going to break it. There's no chiyuv. And others say, put that together with, I think it's the Chalkas Yaakov, who says, well, it's only usable when it's plugged in, so then Bechuba Lakarka doesn't have the status of a kli. Others say, take it apart with a professional uman, so you put it back together, so then it's Asiya B'yad Yisrael, all different days. One shall ask their local postake what to do with all the different types of Kalim. But here, the question was asked in Shvat, Tafshin Lamed, but what about a toaster? Rav Moshe says, a toaster doesn't require tefillah. Doesn't require tefillah. Again, not the toaster ovens, you have to get the trays or whatever. It says the toaster, why? Because only clay su'uda require tefillah. The clay su'uda nechshu dvarim shu tzarach l'su'uda mitzad abishol. Avshei mivino som l'shulchan, amalkam su'uda, anything that helps with the process of preparing food. Aval toaster, shemiyabshin shampas afui betov. What do you do with a toaster? You take bread, which is roi lachila, and you toast it, and now still roi lachila. Ein lach shivo tzarek su'uda, bishvil mashi ish rotim liyabesh hapas, shena imlu uksas yoser, me'acher shalo chaser klum lapas gambaloze. It's edible bread before you put it to the toaster. So you want it to make it a little better? You want to toast it? Rav Moshe says you're not really doing much, and therefore there's no chiyuv. Unbelievable chiddush. Rav Moshe, every 5 pages, has an unbelievable chiddush. His shuvis, tremendous chiddushim in many contexts. That's what he says, right? Bread is bread. Right, it sounds like a bishul akum type of svara. Bishul akum, that's nechal k'moshu chai. But he's saying this on regarding the mitzvah of tefillah, not in the context of bishul akum. So that's Rav Moshe, just making something hot and toasty is not something new. So relating that to the water shaila about something new, like the Ron says, there is something changed. My Havi Allah finishing up the Gemara, Tashma, Damar Afuna, Halakar Lazib ben Yaakov, Vechin Amar Avada Barav, Halakar Lazib ben Yaakov. So even though there might be a machlokes, we pass him like a Lazib ben Yaakov. Fine, that was all number one. Number two, Mas Nisan, Nidre Havai, Nidarm of Exaggeration, Havai, Omar. So what's an example of that? Omar. Konam, this thing is asr to me, lo ra'isi, badera, chazek, oli, regalim. This thing is usher if I didn't just see 600,000 people out on that street. Right, so we say that's an exaggeration. Did he really see 600,000 people? Im lo ra'isi nachash goreth be'sabad. Or if I didn't see a snake as large of the beam that I use in the olive press. Right, a huge snake. And also, those are exaggerations, and it's normal for people to say those exaggerations, and therefore it would be mutter memela. The Ran says here that really there are two halachas mentioned in the Mishnah. The Oli Mitzrayim line and the Koras Beis Haban line. The Oli Mitzrayim line is an exaggeration that people say. There were a million people there. Right? People talk that way. That's what we call guzma, and that is what is called Nidre Havai. The second line says the Ran on the fourth line of the Mishnah, with the eighth wide line. V'yashmina tana, dechitala iser peros, bechad mihani nidro batel, v'kochad v'chad taimi l'chud. But each one has a different reason. The first one is because we assume that, right, it was not, he's saying there was a lot of people, and people exaggerate. And then he says, v'chi amem lo re'isi nachash kores be'sabad, nami HaPeros mutar mitam achrina. The fruit is still mutter, but for a different reason. Not because, right, what was the first reason? It was an exaggeration, but we know you're telling the truth. You're just exaggerating. But the second line is for a different reason. The afagav devade shikra ka'amar. Even though it's a lie, there's never a snake that big, and people don't normally talk in that exaggerated way, says the Ran, afilo hachi HaPeros mutar, and the fruit is still mutter. Because mishum damdina le ledaite shlo lesser as affairs is kaven shemkein lo haylo litlos isuro b'tnai haylo lo osram ala b'mochlan. We say that he might be lying, but we don't think that he really wanted to ask for the fruit. That's a different reason. The first case that we see, he's telling the truth and he's just exaggerating. The second line says the Ran, and that's how the other we showed him assume as well. Second line is that he's lying, but we don't really think that he had in mind to ask for the fruit. If he really wanted to ask for the fruit, he would have just said the fruit are asked to me. So for those two reasons, those are the cases. The Shramas Yana Balacha here notes that there are really four categories of speech that we could talk about. Emes Sheker, and then two in the middle is Guzma, what we might call Havai, and Bididami. We had Bididami at the end of Yevamos, which was a case where we say, oh, maybe somebody's lying about a husband dying, not because they're lying, but because they saw some type of circumstantial evidence, which will say, oh, they must have died, and then they'll say they did die. That's not Havai. Havai means, I know I'm exaggerating, and I'm saying it anyway because I'm exaggerating. I know it's not true. Bididami is different. Bididami means, I think this is really true, even though I didn't see it, because I saw circumstantial. So that's an important four different words, emes, sheker, bididami, and Havai. Vayter says the Gemara, Tana, nidre havai mutarin, shvuos havai, our girsa is asurin. There's a difference between neder and shvua. We're going to go with the other girsa. The Ran, the Rush, and others have on the side. You see on the side? Kishem shenidre havai mutarim, kach shvuas havai mutarim. They're both taros. They're both mutter. Hey chidami shvuas havai. What's a shvuas havai? What does that mean? Right? The Rush says this is at least, right? Let's go with that girsa. Ilema da amr shvuim lo reisi bederach hazeh. I swear if I didn't see. Meaning I didn't see. Midam kamar? He's saying nothing. What do you mean? If he didn't see, he's swearing that he didn't see. What's that emphasizing? No, it's usually if you saw something. That's the case. If you say, instead of the Lashonos of the Mishnah, that this peros are us or if, you say, I swear that I saw this amount of people. One second. So if that's true, then what's the chiddush? Right, the Bavadai, sure, the Paris are mutter. You swore, what does that have to do with anything? Or the Shvua is the right not answering anything. V'od dumi de neder tani. And also, it's similar to neder. The Ran says, remember in the Mishnah, we had two different cases. We had Guzma, and we had the case that he's lying. But if it's dumi de neder, but it's not dumi de neder, because if you parallel the snake line in the Shvua case, so then that should be Asur. It shouldn't be mutter to make such a Shvua. It's a Shvua Shav. Fine, the parents are going to be mutter, but it's a Shvua Shav. So El Amar Rava, you're right. This is what is said. But Omer, and the Rashba says you got to fool around a little bit to make this in the language of a Shvua. Right, this gets into the sugi we discussed back on that base. Shvua B'lashen Neder, Neder B'lashen Shvua. But Omer, Ye Asru Peros Olam Alay B'Shvua. All fruit of the world should be also to me b'shvua im lo ra'isi b'derech hazeh ka'oli regalim. If I didn't see this, meaning, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, even though it is a shvua shav, you get an issa d'araisa, you're going to get malchus, the fruit is still going to be mutter. The fruit is still going to be mutter, because we know deep down you didn't want to answer the fruit. That's the parallel of the b'raisa. Period. Last line, the Amale Ravina Ravashi, the Dilma Hai Gavra. Maybe this person, when he says, I saw like the Oli Regalim, Kina Deshumshini Chaza, he saw a nest, a little like anthole. The Asik Lon Shma Oli Regalim, the Shabra Mishtava. Maybe it's all true. Maybe it's no exaggeration. Right? Maybe he saw a bunch of ants, he's calling them Oli Mitzrayim. Right? And that's what he did see 600,000. Answer, no. Amale Ki Mishtava, Adaita Didon Mishtava. When people make shvuas and nedarim like that, people don't call ants Oli Mitzrayim. V'yanan lo maskina nafshin ashum shemani. We don't have to assume that he's talking about ants, and therefore we could assume it is a neder havai. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue over the next couple of days. Again, we'll be uploaded from the last cycle, and then on Monday, Hashem, we'll pick up new. Again, Daf Chaf Ches is coming up. Dina de Bachusa Dina, that's a top 10 Ron. Daf Lamed has a Kiddushin Ron. Dina de about the Kiddushin. A couple of very important runs coming up over the next couple of days. Tomorrow, Mitzvahs Kenegad Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, we will stop here. Hashem, we will be back here in Eretz Yisrael with the Daf in the middle of August. Okay, we'll stop here.